The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant.
Bushun den away magani duk, Beshiku benesia que indigo mang in du dame. Gaus a squadjime cog in dunjaba, gamisqua wako cog in da. I'm here to again talk a little bit about my mother, ni mama, Dorothy Howard, and about storytelling. My mom always told me that there were rules for telling stories. And one of the rules was that these stories could only be told in the winter time when there is snow on the ground. Otherwise, she said a big frog would come to visit me. I would wake up in my bed, and on the pillow I would find that frog. I've been told by others that the Ojibwe people didn't tell stories in the winter time because the frogs and the snakes were not supposed to hear our stories. And so they would tell those stories in the winter time while those two beings were sleeping. Nibawak. And this is a true thing I found out. You know, even now I am 60 years old and my mother is 96. And she still always warns me about when I can tell stories or that frog will meet me. And so one time, a little story, I was in the military. I was in the army. And I was flying home to Fayetteville, North Carolina with my niece, Autumn Leaf Legard. And Autumn was bored sitting on that plane. And she was just a young girl, maybe 11 years old. And she's saying, Auntie, Auntie, please tell me a story. Tell me a Nanobushu story. And I would tell her, Autumn, I can't tell you those stories. You know that. I can't tell you these stories because it is not winter. Autumn, she's like kids always are. You know, they always beg you, until you finally give in, which is what I did. And I told her a Nanobushu story. When we got home to Fayetteville, and we drove down there to Fort Bragg, where I was stationed, it was nighttime, and when we walked up the steps to my house, there sitting in front of my door was a big, fat frog. Ah, day boy, wind, don't tell those stories unless there's snow on the ground. And I did ask for permission to tell stories this morning. I mean, no offense to the frogs or the snakes or Nanobushu. And we always say that when we tell stories, our storytellers, that we want to give them gifts, and that it's a very special thing to be able to hear these stories. Our stories are meant for everyone, no matter what age. The story is meant for the youngest to the very oldest. And depending on where you are in your life, you will learn different things from these stories. You will be entertained in your own way. And because I'm talking about Amindamuye here, my mother, and what she taught me in her stories, I want to share with you a story about the Four Hills. And I always want to remember those old ones who hold our lives together, our grandmothers, and also our grandpas. So there was this man, they say. He had gone to sleep. And in his sleep, he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw these four hills. And he watched from a far away, and he watched these little children, even babies. They were climbing this first hill. And they were all crowded together, these little bitty ones, crawling up that hill, walking up that hill, toddling up that hill. And sometimes those little bitty ones, our little bitty ones, would fall down. And they would be sick with diseases. Or maybe somebody had hurt them. And these children, they would fall down and they would die. And they wouldn't make it up that first hill. And he saw the second hill. And on the second hill, he saw the older ones, the older children, the teenagers. And they were also packed together, struggling to get up that hill. And what he saw was these younger adults. Sometimes they would fight each other. Sometimes they would even hurt themselves. They would hurt themselves in terrible ways, maybe take medicines or drugs or drink too much. They might even kill themselves trying to get up this hill and down the other side. He watched the people going up the third hill, and on that third hill he saw adults. He saw these adults walking together. Some of them were as couples going up that hill. And some of them, many of them, as they traveled up this hill, they fell down. Sometimes they hurt each other or themselves. Sometimes they had diseases and they just couldn't make it up that hill. He saw the fourth hill, and the fourth hill was actually a cliff. And on this cliff were the old Mishomasak, Gaye no Komasak, the old grandpas and grandmas. And at the top of that cliff was a cloud, Anakwad. And those old ones, they were hanging on to that cliff, and they were trying to get up it. And you know how that is. I say that because I think about my mother, how old she is and how hard life is for her. And people, they would be standing off to the side on the other hills, the little children, the adults, and they would yell out to the old ones that they love so much, hold on, Grandma, hold on, Grandpa, for dear life, because we love them so much. They took care of us. And every once in a while, one of them old grandmas, one of them old grandpas would fall from that cliff. But the man, he watched them climb that cliff. Those old people who live off of, they have so few resources now, and they get sick. And they have their hard times climbing that cliff in their last years. And then some of them would make it to the top of that cliff, and they would disappear into the clouds, and we don't know exactly where they went to. And that's the story of the four hills of life. And I just like to share that story because the Ojibwe people on Leech Lake and all across this nation, we've had hard times. We've had those historical traumas in our lives. And even today, we have those highest rates of diabetes in the nation. We have troubles with violence. We have troubles with poverty. And so, and our old people, they're the ones who held our worlds together. And they're there for us. And we need to be there for them. And those stories that my mother shared with me, they teach us lessons about love, about family and taking care of each other. And those are the things that we need to do. I say miigwech for ni mama Dorothy Howard, and I say miigwech for the storytellers and all their teachings. Miigwech bisandawi yek. Miigwech, miigwech, miigwech. Ya eh ha, hey ah, hey ah, ya eh ha.